Flooding in South Florida is causing problems. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Up to 15 inches of rain is expected from a tropical storm.
Of the 3 days we've been here monitoring this storm system, this has been the heaviest of the rain. Started about 3 o'clock this morning. It has been pretty heavy consistently, leading to some flooding, moderate flooding here. It's nice and clear to look at this water, but actually in places it's half a foot to a foot deep. Now, this is not quite as dramatic as some of the scenes we're seeing just down the road in Miami.
Fox Weather's Will Nunley. Problems also reported at Miami International Airport. Get more weather updates from foxweather.com or download the Fox Weather app. 9 people shot overnight, 1 woman killed at a strip mall near Phoenix. Police report about 100 people gathered for a party when a fight led to the shooting.
Many rounds were shot into this crowd of people as everyone fled the area. I don't have any indication that anyone had broken in or that it was a burglary or an unlicensed party or anything. All I know right now is a large gathering of people at a strip mall.
Sergeant Andy Williams with the Phoenix Police Department. The victims range in age from 18 to 24. The shooter remains at large. Abbott reopens its baby formula plant in Sturgis, Michigan, as Americans continue to deal with a shortage in baby formula. Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble.
The reopening of this plant is a step in the right direction, but it's not a quick fix to the baby formula shortage. Abbott will start making Elicare formula today and says some of that will be available to customers as early as June 20th. That specialty brand was not part of the voluntary recall in mid-February. The company hasn't told us when it'll start making the 2 brands that were recalled. But once it does, Abbott says it could take up to 2 months before the product hits store shelves.
HHS is investigating the FDA concerning whether or not the agency followed protocol when inspecting Abbott before its shutdown and during the recall. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Naval exercises are back on the agenda for the U.S. and a key Pacific ally.
The U.S. and South Korea getting together for their first joint naval exercises involving an aircraft carrier since 2017. The carrier Ronald Reagan taking part in those drills during an exercise in the Philippine Sea in international waters off the Japanese island of Okinawa. This coming weeks after President Biden and South Korea's president vowed to upgrade defense exercises and discuss ways for Washington to protect its allies. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
A Japanese sailor completes a record-setting trip.
83-year-old Kenichi Hori has completed a solo 69-day trip on his yacht from San Francisco to Japan, becoming the oldest person to complete that journey. In 1962, he was the first person to complete a solo nonstop journey from Japan to San Francisco. This time, he just went in the other direction. Hori has completed a number of other long-range solo trips, including sailing around the world in 1974. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And it's a big sell-off at the Boy Scouts.
Be prepared is the motto of the Boy Scouts of America. But in the wake of declining numbers following numerous lawsuits relating to child sexual abuse claims, the organization has been forced to pay compensation to thousands of victims. In order to meet those mounting penalties, the BSA is preparing to divest themselves of much of the property that has been accumulated over the decades. It's estimated that the Scouts own up to 2,000 campgrounds that could be worth as much as $10 billion. Conservationists, government officials, and other interested parties are now scrambling to find ways of preserving those parcels as open space. Local land trusts are working with state and federal officials to find the funds to purchase a lot of that land before developers can get their hands on it. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.